With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Congressional Republican leaders say they're ready to embrace the concept of sanctions against Russia in support of President Trump. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Both top Republican congressional leaders said Wednesday that they're prepared to move forward with new sanctions targeting Russia this month after President Donald Trump signaled this week that he's willing to pressure Moscow to end the war in Ukraine. Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters, quote, Vladimir Putin has shown an unwillingness to be reasonable and to talk seriously about brokering a peace, and I think we have to send him a message. Senate Majority Leader John Thune cited substantial progress in working with the White House on a bill that he said would enhance President Trump's leverage at the negotiating table and help end the bloodshed in Ukraine. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The recent floods in Texas and New Mexico bring up the subject of flood insurance.
Even if a homeowner does have flood insurance, the coverage may not be enough to make a policyholder whole again. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program only covers up to $250,000 for single-family homes and $100,000 for its contents. Many argue that's not enough when the national median list price for a home is about $441,000. People without flood insurance can try to recover some money from their standard home insurance policy. The law typically favors the insurance company. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden's White House physician is refusing to answer questions as part of the House Republican investigation into Biden's health in office. Dr. Kevin O'Connor invoked his rights under the Fifth Amendment during a closed-door interview Wednesday before the House Oversight Committee. Oversight Chair James Comer of Kentucky says O'Connor's refusal to testify makes it clear there was a conspiracy. This is SRN News. Spanish clergymen are fighting a conversion therapy ban.
The legislation would make it illegal for anyone to counsel a child in an effort to help them abandon the homosexual lifestyle and would imprison those who violate the law. The Spanish Evangelical Alliance is decrying the legislation, which has already been approved by the lower house of the Spanish Parliament. The bill does not include any exceptions for members of the clergy. Similar statutes have been passed by several U.S. states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for the state of Maine and a lawmaker who criticized transgenderism online now agree that the lawmaker's appeal of her loss of voting rights is now moot. State Representative Laurel Libby questioned the state's practice of letting boys compete against girls in school sports, prompting the House of Representatives to take away her voting rights. Lawmakers voted in June to halt the restrictions after the Supreme Court intervened on her behalf. This is SRN News. AccuWeather is out with an estimate following the deadly floods in central Texas.
AccuWeather estimates that the Hill Country floods over the 4th of July weekend did $18 billion to $22 billion in damage. The weather forecasting company said Monday that the estimate includes damage to homes, businesses, and recreation facilities, plus power outages, road closures, and physical health care costs. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump plan to visit Texas Friday to tour the flood zone. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A surprise move by the IRS that would allow pastors to back political candidates from the pulpit without losing their organization's tax-exempt status is drawing praise from conservatives. The move would negate the 1954 Johnson Amendment, which prohibits nonprofits from engaging in political campaigns. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.